you lose, obviously, some important weapons. How important is it for the young guys now to see what they have and being able to fill some of those gaps?
Well, all of these workouts are important for everybody to get back into a football mentality. You know, our first thing out here is we try to be safety first. We don't have any pads on. We don't even have shells on now. We do have helmets in this phase. We can go against each other a little bit in this phase, but the development of these young guys is real important, and just to learn the new language is really critical, and to be able to come out and execute with, if you're on offense with the quarterback and on defensive side of the ball, to get the communication down, the adjustments down. So all this stuff is very, very important to, obviously, the development of our team. Some teams have 11 weeks. We have 9. There's parity in that regard, and we're in position right now where we look to make some improvement here. And, I just told the players, we have 2 OTAs this week, 3 next, 4 the following. We have the White House, and we have our mandatory camp. And before you know it, we'll be in training camp. So we need to just have a good focus, good concentration now, good learning, and everybody kind of build themselves back up into football speed.
I'm sure you want to remember, obviously, the great year, but it's time to move ahead now and build for the challenge for next year.
Yeah, so I haven't seen you in a while, and that was all said probably how many weeks ago?
No. Still fresh, Dalton.
Yeah, it's fresh.
You had the rings last week.
Yeah, it's all those things are wonderful experiences, and David Deal mentioned closure. It's probably not quite closure, but it's time to move on. You can sense it and you can feel it. As soon as the draft comes, you get moving, That's the feeling that you get.
You heard anything about Witherspoon? He went down.
I'm afraid it was an ACL again. Yeah.
Same Tom. One?
Yes.
At the ring ceremony, I think it was Justin talked about how he'd like to kind of elevate this into now a dynasty.
Yeah. I would take the word elevated, and I would say this. I think we've kind of raised the bar for our own performance, whether it be in the meetings, on the practice field, on the game field. That's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see everyone come in here, the young players, the new players, understand the New York Giant championship culture, which is over the door to the locker room, and try to raise the level of the way that we do everything so that it is championship level. Okay?
Thank you. Thoughts on the honor you're getting tonight?
Oh, I think it's a tremendous honor. It's very, very... I'm very humble in receiving this honor, and I look forward to spending an evening with General Odierno and the other people that are being so honored. And I have learned a little bit more about what this honor is over the last week or so, and it's very humbling. It's an honor to be in that company. And to realize the historical significance of where we will be when this all takes place tonight, where all the chief of staffs have lived, going back way back into the 1800s, and what this represents in terms of our support for our military, our men and women who serve our country. If you think about going back all the way to 9/11, 2001, and how that changed the way in which I think hopefully all Americans feel about our armed forces, the changing of the way in which war is conducted, and now the terrorist type things that our military is involved in, and what they do for us on a daily basis, so that we can work in this great National Football League, and all Americans can hopefully sleep under the blanket of freedom. So it is a very, very humbling experience that I'm looking forward to.
What have you learned about it the last week?
Just the nature of what this represents. I think it's the third highest, you might have said it, third highest civilian honor. And that can be bestowed on any non-military person. So I'm deeply, deeply moved by that.
Tom, do you have a date on the White House thing?
The White House is the... It's the Friday, 8 or 9 of June, whatever that might be.
Tom, where did the military commitment that you have come from? Was it from 9/11? When did it...
No, it's always been there. It's always been it's always been a strong belief on my part to be supportive of our military for... you have to remember, I was in college in the Vietnam era, and And I just have great respect for people who make the sacrifices that our armed forces do for the rest of us.